Welcome to the Finsiders on this Friday afternoon. I'm John Congemi, joined by former Dolphins Troy Stafford and Sam Madison. Tristan Jones handling the live chat inside the Metro PCS Comment Center. Big news in Davie, Florida. It's been big news all week with free agency opening up 6 days ago. But the big news today, Courtland Finnegan, the cornerback of the St. Louis Rams, formerly of the Tennessee Titans, is now a Miami Dolphins, and he joins us in studio on the Finsiders. Courtland, congratulations. Good to be in South Florida. Good to see you in South Florida.
Yes, sir. I'm back home.
Yeah, that's right. You're back home. How did the day go for you?
It was well. You know, I got a chance to meet with the coaches early, and I had a great time meeting with Coach Lou and Casey. Man, I needed those guys 2-3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago when I came in the league. They're just about technician, about technique and being technicians and just the little things and holding you accountable. Some of those things I was missing along the way. So, man, I can't be more excited from just every kind of standpoint to be a part of this organization.
I have to ask you because, I mean, the Dolphins are in a process of trying to move from 7-9 to 8-8 and trying to get into the playoffs, challenging the New England Patriots. And they're doing it on the back end of the defense now, right? You know, Brent Grimes re-signs a couple of weeks ago, I guess now, or maybe a week and a half ago. You get strong up the middle with Louis Delmas coming over from the Detroit Lions. Ooh. You get Rashad Jones back, and now yourself, you know, going to compete with probably some young guys on the other side. But it does feel good to see a guy, another Pro Bowler on the other side of the field from you.
Yeah, that's right, man. Brent Grimes, I feel like, is all around one of the best corners, if not the best corner in the NFL. So I'm excited just to work with him and what I can learn from just him, because he works so hard at his craft and what he does. And then you take Delmas and Jones, those guys. I mean, Delmas being a headhunter and just all over the field, and Jones just being an up-and-coming Pro Bowl kind of caliber guy. So I'm excited. And this is a young talent. Just being able to mentor these guys through film study and whatnot, and, you know, along with what the coaches do, I really feel excited about this opportunity.
Well, Courtland, first of all, welcome to the Miami Dolphins and, you know, to South Florida.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you go out there and you perform the way that you did in 2010 when you came down and stole an interception for us, you know, that would be really big. But, you know, the free agency, you hit the market going into your ninth year. You talked about, you know, you being your own agent. But finding the right place, it sounded like this was the right place for you because you didn't even feel like you needed to go on anywhere else. How did Dennis Hickey, you know, really overwhelm you with the Miami Dolphins and you have an opportunity to sign?
I really think it was the coaches, you know, talking to Coach Lou, position coach, and just seeing just how he would hold me accountable and coach me and all those things that, you know, I still have work to do. And I still want to be able to work. And I think that's one of those things that maybe not the most talented guy, but just wanted to show that through my work ethic and, you know, just accountability and being here. And he's going to hold me to that standard. And when he looks me in the eyes and tells me that, that's enough for me, along with, you know, talking to Brett and letting him and him telling me, you know, hey, these coaches, they're going to push you. We're going to work. And so I love that. So let's do that.
Courtland, former Dolphin here as well. Welcome to the family. Do us a favor, because the production the last 2 years wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
Walk us through the last 2 years of your career and then let us know, give us an idea of what we can expect.
Well, I think my first year in St. Louis was ideal. And I started off with 3 interceptions in the first 3 games and wasn't targeted about 16 times, last 13 games. So I felt really confident in that Greg Williams scheme. And then last year it was decimated with injuries. Couldn't bounce back and, you know, just didn't play well at times and played well at other times. And so it's hard to judge a man when he's injured. You know, I always say that. You know, he's talented, but he's hurt a lot. And that's no excuse other than the fact that I still got to prove that I can do it. And that starts on the practice field and on to the games.
You know, it's exciting for the Miami Dolphins, especially the fans of the Miami Dolphins, to feel like you have an opportunity to improve on the defensive side of the football. You've got Wake, you've got OV, you've got a couple of guys in the middle that can do the job. But in the back end, to solidify the secondary, that means a lot because you're in a position now coming in as a vet to earn the respect of some of the guys that are in this building now.
Right.
Is that the attitude you kind of take
Absolutely.
Going forward?
You have to take that. I mean, when you walk in, you know, what else? They're not going to look at you for what you've done in the past because you weren't on their football team. It's what can you do for them now, because that's what family you're a part of. And that starts in the locker room and on to the weight room and on to the practice field. And, you know, what production are you doing? You know, how are you holding – how are you being held accountable? What are you doing around the locker room, on the practice field? You know, how are you holding yourself? What little things are you doing? All those things those young guys are looking at. You're leaving your mark on the NFL and on this team.
Well, you build an identity with the players that you play around. And when you were in Tennessee, you played some real intense guys, and you talked about having that edge in your own game. Going into last year, a lot of the media as well as the fan talked about, you know, there was no oomph in it, you know, those last two games. Is that something that, you know, Courtland, and I know I've seen you play, I understand that edge. Is that something that you're trying to bring and instill? Because you still have a lot of young guys in this locker room that really need to grasp that aspect of it as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that, you know, one of my youth pastor friends, he talked about. He said, what is it that you think you're missing is your edge. He's like, you're sort of, in a ways, you don't bring that same kind of funk and attitude. I was like, well, funk and attitude. I was like, well, I just don't want to hurt. He's like, no, you can still play with that edge. So that don't worry about it. I'm going to come back on my worst behavior in a very modified way.
You like the attitude.
I don't want to hurt the team by any stretch, but I want to show these guys you don't back down from anybody. You compete for everything. And at the end of the day, when it smokes, you know that you gave it your all. And that's what something I want to bring.
Great year last year by Brent Grimes, and he primarily plays, or 100% plays, on the right side of the defense. Throughout your career, were you a guy that flip-flopped from both sides, or you comfortable on the right side?
Yeah, right or left. I started off my career in Tennessee primarily on the right, and my last year moved to the left, and then 2 years there at the left at St. Louis, and then moved into the slot and also learned the safety. Felt like it was valuable for myself because we had such a young team to learn every position at free safety, strong safety, and corners. In case someone got hurt or someone was thrown in the fire and didn't know what to do, I could actually tell them what to do at the corner position for a young guy coming in, because, you know, his eyes are as big as day when he comes in there and he's thrown into the fire. So I wanted to be able to do that and still want to do that here. So, you know, want to get a playbook, want to learn this so it becomes easy for you. Everything slows down.
Getting an opportunity to catch up with the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, cornerback Courtland Finnegan, the 9-year pro bowler in 2008. You mentioned Coach Lou and Kevin Coyle. I wanted to ask you about the coaches. When you come down and you're a free agent and you're trying to find what's the best home for myself, where do I fit in?
Right.
What were the couple things that maybe you saw in the scheme or the way they were coaching things or the way their message was portrayed to you that made you say, you know what, this is the right place for me?
Well, when you look at the scheme and what your assets are, your strengths are, and you see if that fits you, For the most part, 98% of it was to my strengths, you know, playing the man-to-man, not so much playing zone coverages or this or that, you know, because I love to do it all. You know, he was hitting on it and just how they were going to use me and then just how I could mentor these guys. And so there were so many aspects. But just talking to him and just them making it seem like it was more than football, it was family. And I know that wasn't sugarcoating or anything like that. It was just actually being real. And, you know, you can filter through a lot of BS and get down to the nuts and bolts. And that's what I felt like I did, and I felt good about it.
Well, as defensive backs, we look around the National Football League every year, and we notice things that really happen. Last year, Brent Grimes gets a 1-year deal to come here with the Miami Dolphins. And in this league, you know, it's a show-me type of game. Also, now you're placed in that same situation.
That's all I want.
And the beauty of it is that's really what you want sometimes, is somebody to give you an opportunity.
That's you know what? I was looking for the best possible opportunity. And this is what it's all about. And I want to come in here and show. I want to work harder and stay longer than I ever have in order for that to be the case. Because at the end of the day, I want to prove it to myself. I owe it to myself for all the long hours in the gym and all the years to get to this point, to not to leave on any kind of note other than the note that I want to. So that's why I'm here.
And so talk to us about your health. I'm not going to go percentages, but how are you feeling?
I'm feeling 100. I want to run. Listen, I want to run into somebody wearing an opposite color jersey right now. I really look forward to it. I've been working hard since January. You know, it's placed on IR because of my orbital bone, and it's healed. So, you know, been working out since January. Hungry. Work out with Alteron Verner and Jason McCourty. And they said I got more of a focus than I ever have. I told them it's business and it's personal now. It's on my mind. I always do this right here. Mm-hmm. That means it's on my mind. So they know what time it is. So I'm glad I'm here.
Awesome. Great to catch up with the newest member of the Miami Dolphins, cornerback Courtland Finnegan. Welcome to Florida. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Miami Dolphins. Welcome to the Finsiders. Hopefully you're not a stranger. Come on in anytime you like. And keep that edge, because that's what makes you great.
Don't worry.
As a cornerback. I'm not worried. I got this one. Hey, Courtland, we have to talk with him just about every day.
We
know all about the edge.
Perfect.
Congratulations on the contract.
Thank you, sir.